The bribery scandal surrounding the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City has raised many questions about previous bidding by other cities to get earlier games. Questions like, have other cities paid to get the Olympics, and what did it cost them, and how many cities paid and still weren't successful? And wouldn't that be frustrating if that happened to you in your town? Well, with me in the studio is Susan G., not her real name or initial. She was co-director of her city's failed bid to get the Summer Games, and she kindly agreed to be interviewed, but she has asked that we not use her city's real name or the year for which the bid was made. Because you are really embarrassed by this, aren't you? Because it was wrong?
Because we failed, and our bribe wasn't good enough. We were naive, we were small-town people, and we didn't know how to do this. We didn't know the ropes, the accepted way of doing business.
Uh-huh. But still, you must have talked to someone about it, or you wouldn't have known how to... What is this?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a box of chocolates. You pushed a box of chocolates into my lap under the table.
No, I didn't.
It was there.
I don't think I did.
No, of course you did.
No, maybe you already had them there and you forgot.
Why would you do that? To get a more positive interview or something?
No, that wouldn't work, would it?
No.
I didn't think so.
So is this what you tried to do with the Olympic Committee then?
No.
Bribe them with chocolates?
We knew it would take more than a box of $50 Godivas.
Oh, but you think a box of $50 Godivas will make a difference to me somehow?
Did I say that?
What did you try on the selection committee then, if it wasn't the chocolates? Was it cars or jewelry?
No. Kitchen appliances, towels, clock radios, that sort of thing. Stuff we thought members of the committee didn't have in their home countries, but of course they did, and they were insulted that we thought they didn't have this stuff, and it was our mistake. We should have known they were westernized.
So, in every bribe, you make a set of assumptions that are... And wait a minute. What is coming under the table now? There's more.
Under the table? I don't know what...
This is a watch.
No, you have given me a watch. No.
Well, don't act surprised.
Well, maybe it's your watch.
I don't wear a watch.
I noticed that.
Well, I wouldn't wear a watch as expensive as this watch, even if I did wear one. I can't accept this thing under the table.
What makes you think anyone was giving you a watch anyway?
Well, but
if something is happening under the table here, I don't know what it is. I have learned a lot from my experience, and one of the things is you don't just slip things to people, okay?
Because it's not right.
No, because it doesn't work. You have to make it clear what you want in return.
And so this isn't a bribe, then, because you haven't asked for anything?
Exactly.
And you're not going to ask for anything, then?
I think before we put our name forward as a candidate for any major sporting event ever again, we would want to have a number of people all across the country saying that we'd be a good place for the games to happen. Thought leaders, opinion leaders, media people. That sort of thing would have to get started first. Almost spontaneously, it would have to begin.
What is this now? A $50 bill just appeared in my hand under the table. You just pushed a 50 into my hand under the table.
I have never even experienced a 50.
You said media people, suddenly there was a 50 in my hand.
You thought
you could bribe me to say nice things about your town for $50.
I thought at least it would get you to be quiet about the traffic under the table.
Susan G., not her real name, led an effort by an anonymous city to get the Summer Olympics in an unidentified year, an attempt which failed, and now I see why. It had to do with ineptitude.
Oh, yeah? Well, what was your hand doing under the table to begin with?